Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's a time in our lives that we look upon with both dread and perhaps anticipation, but it's not often we think about the social side of retirement and how it might affect our personal relationships. Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Harry Barry, GP and mental health specialist, and from our Limerick studio by Dr. Anne-Marie Craven from the Department of Psychology at the University of Limerick. And it's lovely to have you both back with us again. Retirement, now we mightn't always acknowledge this, Harry, but it is one of the biggest transitional periods that any of us will go through.
Yes, I think that, you know, there are these critical periods of time in our life, like when we get married, when we have our first child, when we move into a new house. But retirement is up there. It's a major, major, major change in somebody's life. And yet we don't really talk enough about it. You know what I mean? We talk about all the other changes, mm-hmm. but we don't talk about retirement. And I think that's because there are both positives and negatives to retirement. You know what I mean? I think that's really important. Like we could present a very negative picture that it's all negative, but it's not. There are opportunities, but my goodness, it changes the magic word.
Yeah, and we have to be ready for it, yes, and all of the change that it brings, which is what we're going to talk about today. Because Anne-Marie, like, we might complain about work and say, oh, another 5 days ahead of us and so on, but we maybe underestimate how important work is and what it gives to us.
Yeah, so it's not just a necessary evil. I mean, it gives us an income, of course, but it also gives us a sense of purpose and it stretches our cognitive abilities. And I think really importantly, it provides us with opportunities for social interaction. So I'm very fond of my colleagues, but even if I wasn't, they would facilitate some social interaction, which is really important at every life stage. And I think something about work that's really important that mightn't be something people think about day to day is that it also gives us an identity, or more often multiple work identities. So for example, if somebody is a school principal, they'll still hold a sense of themselves as being a teacher in the first instance. And we derive a sense of purpose and of worth from these identities. So retirement brings a lot of change when those identities become a little less clear to us, whether we can still hold on to them or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the positive changes then that happen, Harry, when we retire, because it really shouldn't be a time that we look to with dread, and lots of people do look forward to it.
A lot of people look forward, and I think the first thing, and I can really speak with authority on this one, because time is the magic. So we have a lot more time to engage with the person you love, and more time to be with your children, grandchildren, more time to take up new hobbies, new ideas. And if you're adventurous, and I have to say this is something I have to go down a little bit more. If you're adventurous, I think the chance to kind of visit new places, go to places that you've always wanted to see, whether it be in Ireland or in abroad.
Learn to play a musical instrument.
Learn to play a musical
instrument. Learn a language.
Just something nuts. Do you know what I mean? And more and more and more, as time goes on, I'm beginning to realise that that is actually really, really important.
Mm-hmm. It's good for your brain health as well.
It's really important for your brain health, but it's very important emotionally as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think the whole concept of the social side of it is really, really important.
Yeah.
So we have to look at the negative social side.
Well, let's look at that, because one of the issues that we hear about a lot is that, you know, someone retires in a couple and they're in the house together all of the time when they weren't before, and that can lead to problems.
The first thing I would say to you is there's a reduction in income and things like that. But the biggest single problem that happens in retirement is routine goes out the door. And routine goes out the door in the sense that your daily structure goes out the door. Mm. And plus as well, you know, men and women usually have, Anne-Marie will probably kill me over this, but men and women often have different kind of, you know, patterns of behaviour in relation to how what things happen in a house and how things work. And men see themselves more and more, and I think women more and more now, are seeing themselves in terms of their job and their work. But when retirement comes, all this breaks down. There's less income, there's a breakdown in structure, there's a breakdown in routine. there's the one that we don't talk enough about, and I think Anne-Marie would probably agree with me on this, is the disappearance of the social network of work. Do you know what I mean? Whether we like it or not, you know, you come in here every day and you chat to all the various people and it's not just work. It's all about, well, what are things going on in your life and so on and so on and so on. And so what actually happens in real life is that social network disappears suddenly.
I agree with all of that. And certainly men and women, of course, not everyone has a partner in later life or is in that kind of situation. But certainly there are gendered patterns of how we spend time and of people's roles in the home and outside. And certainly when one person retires and another doesn't, that definitely upsets things a little bit. There's definitely a big change there. And I think something that's interesting about the gendered piece in it is, a lot of research would suggest that older men rely a lot on their female partner for support in different ways, for emotional support. So when you take a man out of a workplace, then it might feel a little burdensome for the partner at times, because your orientation might be to find some new social networks, get out there, you know, meet up with people. And some people would be like, no, I'm actually happy. I'm happy to sit back and chill out and you're enough for me. But that might be a little bit burdensome for the partner as well. So there's definitely a gendered aspect to retirement as well. I'd agree with you.
And then the other part of it, Anne-Marie, is losing your identity, you know, particularly if your work very firmly identifies who you are. So I am a doctor first and foremost, or I'm a teacher first and foremost, or I am someone who works in retail and that is my identity. Now, when you retire from that job, who am I? You know, what identifies me? What defines me?
It definitely is a time of reflection on identities. And I think we probably underestimate the extent to which work for a lot of us is part of our identity until we're not doing that job anymore, right? So somebody mightn't, maybe at the early stages of retirement, they might say, well, how do you know this person? And you might say, well, I know them because, I used to work with them. I don't anymore. Or we were doctors or teachers or whatever it is together, but we're not now. So it definitely prompts a bit of reflection. And I think people underestimate the impact of that. And certainly research around identities and retirement suggests that acquiring some new identities before retirement can be really helpful, because instead of seeing yourself only in terms of a work role or primarily in terms of a work role, you have some other identities to lean on. So that might be involved in your community, involved in voluntary work, or in the case of someone who's a doctor, they might also become, for example, a medical educator in later life. So it just broadens the number of identities you can access post-retirement.
Once again, Harry, coming back to being ready for this transition.
Absolutely. And one thing I would actually add to that before we move on to that, Claire, is there's a magic word called excitement. And relationships need buzz. They need excitement. They need new stuff coming in all the time. And one of the dangers that I see in retired couples is everything goes very stale. Do you know, the buzz goes out. There isn't new information coming in. And that's why it is so important to plan for this. Do you know what I mean? And one of the ways we plan for this is we start off exactly as Anne-Marie said, long before you start planning for retirement, as far as I'm concerned, 5 to 7 years beforehand. You start taking up new hobbies. You start making new connections. Do you know what I mean? You broaden out. And one of my favourite things, and my colleagues will all agree with me, I say this all the time, you never go from full steam to full stop. And that's the biggest problem that I see in retirement. That, you know, that say the male or female side, it doesn't matter which side it is. If you go from full blast to screeching halt, what happens is you just can't handle that change. It's just too big a change.
Even for, like, some people might think that they want that to happen.
They might want it, but when it actually happens, it's too big a change. Do you know what I mean? So I really, what I appeal to all my own colleagues and anybody I'm working with, If you're planning retirement, do it in stages. So gradually retreat. In other words, reduce down the amount of time, but continue to have an interest in certain areas and gradually pull back out. And so by the time that you have got to the point you're, say, stopping, that you have maybe recreated new situations for yourself, new hobbies, new ideas, So the whole idea is to not to leave this massive vacuum, because that's the biggest problem that I see.
Well, I want to get some tips from you, Harry, on that. But before I do that, we do have some research, don't we, Anne-Marie, on what makes for a successful retirement, because this has been studied and examined.
Yeah, so it's quite a popular topic, especially since people are living longer, of course, than before. So we're spending quite a chunk of our lives in retirement when we wouldn't have previously. And it's no surprise what the evidence is telling us, that good physical and mental health before retirement helps sustain you in that early retirement phase. And also, you know, we can't look away from financial resources. So the financial planning aspect is really important, because your income usually drops in retirement, and that does limit things like your social participation or the exploration Harry mentions as well. So unfortunately, the financial planning aspect is real. And as well as that, people who maybe have unlucky circumstances, like they're retiring earlier than they expected to, so might come as a little bit of a shock for them. Maybe poor health or caring responsibilities prompted an early retirement. That usually isn't as successful as somebody who's carefully planned and chosen their time. And certainly being able to maintain your social life in retirement is generally a very positive thing. So planning for that in lots of different forms is so important.
Okay, so Harry, what can you add to that list now of tips?
Well, a few little tips. Here's a really important one for me: strict routine. So if you have a habit of getting up a certain time, going to bed at a certain time, you keep to that routine.
Oh my gosh. So when I'm retired now, you want me up and out of the bed at 10
absolutely.
To 6 every morning.
What you notice, Claire, is that you're actually happier. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not, you know, but it will force you into kind of doing new things, you know, breaking up your day in a different kind of way. I think I totally agree with about the planning financially, because that's a huge problem for many people. I'm a huge fan of people taking up voluntary work or doing something extra. Do you know what I mean?
Not only do you find a purpose, but you network there.
Yes,
and
you
then
network, your social network, your meaning. I think you have to work hard, maybe harder than you think you need to do, to create a new social network if it's not there. And here's a golden one for me. And I think Anne-Marie, you probably totally agree on this. I think we have to, as a couple, if you're a couple, you have to both do things together, but really, really importantly, you have to do separate things. So you need to have different things. So I'm heading off to do this and you're heading off to do that. Mm-hmm. So that when we come back together, there's a little bit of excitement. Well, you know what happened at her? Then this is what happened here. And I saw this. And suddenly there's that little bit of excitement and buzz. And secondly, I would also say, as a couple, plan adventures. You know, look at retirement not as a negative, but look at it as an adventure, an opportunity, the chance to go out and see places and do things, you know. And certainly, I'm a great believer in this, and I'm even discussing it a lot in my book at the moment. But anyway, the whole idea of that whatever we do in life, do you know what I mean? It has to be an adventure. And retirement could be seen as the end of my life and it's all over, or the beginning of a new adventure.
And it should be seen that way, Anne-Marie.
And that's the way it should be.
Anne-Marie, you touched on this. People are living so much longer now. Mm. And, you know, many people are very fortunate to have years of retirement ahead of them. So that's reason to look at this as the next phase.
I'd be quite keen to retire soon, Claire. It's a little further off. On some days you might feel like it, but it absolutely is a new adventure. And I think the start of the adventure is quite important, because when you are retiring, you're usually in good health. And as we age, some aspects of our health will decline. So getting into routine and a plan early and having all that adventure now, before it becomes more challenging to do so, or before you fall out of the habit of doing it, I think is important. So if you use your cognitive skills and keep that sense of adventure, that will sustain you to have a great quality of life as you live the longer life that we're living.
Great advice as always from you both, Dr. Harry Barry and Dr. Anne-Marie Craven. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.